among all peoples. For the Lord is a great and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the peoples are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Give to the Lord, O families of the peoples. Give to the Lord glory and strength. Give to the Lord the glory due his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. Oh, worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Tremble before him, all the earth. Standing on the promises of Christ, my King, through eternal ages, let his praises ring. Glory in the highest, I will shout and sing. Standing on the promises of God. Standing on the promises of God, my Savior. Standing on the promises of God. Standing on the promises that cannot fail. When the howling storms of doubt and fear assail, by the living word of God, I shall prevail. Standing on the promises of God. Standing on the promises of God, my Savior. Standing on the promises of God. Amen. You may be seated. Father, we praise you and we bless you and we honor you. And Lord, we come before you with thanksgiving. You tell us to enter your courts with thanksgiving. And Father, we praise you and we bless you that you do not change in shifting shadows. Father, as the days get shorter, Lord, we praise you that you are the light of the world. We praise you, Father, that in your presence there is fullness of joy. We thank you, Lord, that your word says that those who look to you are radiant. Their faces will never blush for shame. This poor man, this poor woman, Lord, cried, and the Lord heard and delivered us from all of our fears. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Lord, your word says that there is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy place where the Holy One dwells. And Lord, we thank you. We thank you that you are alive. We thank you, Father, that you are more awesome than all who surround you. Holy is your name. Worthy are you. Holy, holy, holy are you. Holy, holy, holy are you. Holy. None like you. We praise you and we bless you. Thank you that you know what we need. Thank you that you are good. Thank you that your love endures forever. looks like she's diagnosed with cancer again. And Father, we ask you to touch her and to heal her. Pray peace upon Mary Beth. Lord, you would heal. You would restore. We pray for Asa, 18-year-old, Lord, with testicular cancer. And God, we ask you to heal him. Lord, I thank you, Jesus, that nothing is too difficult for you. And so we just pray you would eradicate the cancer from his body in the name of Jesus Christ. From his brain, Lord, down to his bones. Lord, you bring healing to that young man in the name of Jesus Christ for your glory, Jesus. We pray for Brenda Bailey, Lord, pain as a result of shoulder surgery. Jesus, we ask you to heal her. We command the pain to leave. And Lord, we ask you to bless and heal her, Father. Pray you give her rest. Pray alleviation of pain. And Lord, in her rest, Lord, you just bring healing and strength to her body. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for the testimony that Bonnie, that Lord, that their house may be sold. And Father, we pray in the name of Jesus that there would be no complications, that it would go through. And Lord, we just pray favor and peace and all of that in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you for Anita and the teachers and the all of the people that are involved in what is going on with school and making school happen right now. The administrators, all of the helpers, all of the aides. Lord, thank you that they've made it through the first quarter. It's like they deserve a standing ovation, Lord. But we give you all glory and honor and praise, Lord, for sustaining them. And Lord, we pray for our community and the schools. You would continue, Lord, to keep COVID, Lord, down in this county in the name of Jesus Christ. That teachers and students valley shall be filled, and every mountain and hill shall be made low. And the crooked shall become straight, and the rough places shall become level, and all flesh shall see the salvation of the Lord. He said therefore to the crowds that came out to be baptized him, "You brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Bear fruit in keeping with repentance. And do not begin to say to yourselves, 'We have Abraham as our father.' For I tell you, God is able from these stones to raise up children for Abraham. Even now the axe is laid to the root of the trees. Every tree, therefore, that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire." And the crowds asked him, "What then shall we do?" And he answered them, "Whoever has two tunics is to share with him who has none. Whoever has food is to do likewise." Tax collectors also came to be baptized and said to him, "Teacher, what shall we do?" He said to them, "Collect no more than you are authorized to do." Soldiers also asked him, "What should we do?" And he said to them, "Do not extort money from anyone by threats or by false accusation, and be content with your wages." Jumping down to verse 18. So with many other exhortations, he preached good news to the people. But Herod the Tetrarch had been reproved by him for Herodias, his brother's wife. He locked John up in prison. And when people were baptized, Jesus had also been baptized and was praying. The heavens were opened, and the Holy Spirit descended on him in bodily form like a dove. And a voice came from heaven, "You are my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased." And right after that, he's baptized. The Holy Spirit has come upon him. It says in chapter 4, verse 1, "And Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, returned from the Jordan and was led by the Spirit in the wilderness for 40 days, being tempted by the devil. And he ate nothing during those days, and when the days were ended, he was hungry. The devil said to him, 'If you are the Son of God, command these stones to become bread.' And Jesus answered him, 'It is written, man shall not live by bread alone.'" The devil comes to him, and he quotes, and he's hungry. Jesus is hungry. He's been fasting 40 days. And it's interesting because when the Hebrews were going to go, they're delivered, and they're going to be led into the promised land. Do you remember why they could not go into the promised land? The spies are sent in there, and the spies say, "Oh, we can't go in there. God's word can't possibly be true. Those giants are huge. We're like grasshoppers." And because they didn't believe in the promises of God, what would have taken a month now was going to take them 40 years. And they had to circle because they did not believe for 40 years. And so Jesus has fasted for 40 days, and the devil comes to him. He's hungry. If you are the Son of God, command this stone to become bread. This devil goes after Jesus' identity. And in these days, saints of the Lord, we have to remember who we are and what Jesus has done for us. And he is going to come against you, and he's going to say, "You're not really forgiven. God really doesn't love you." And we need to know who we are in Jesus. And the devil, or Jesus quotes scripture to him, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone." And the devil took him up and showed him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time, and said to him, "To you I will give all this authority and glory, for it has been delivered to me, and I will give it to whom I will." He doesn't have that authority. He's lying. The devil is promising Jesus something he cannot give. "If you then will worship me, it will all be yours." Jesus answered him, "It is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him only shall you serve." The devil will come to us, and he will lie, and he will say, "If you do this, you'll have peace. If you do this," following God is hard. Following, surrendering to Jesus is hard. "If you just do this, you can have this drink. You can have that look on the computer. You can watch that program. It's not really. I can give you real peace." He's lying. He's lying. And Jesus quotes scripture to him, "You shall worship the Lord your God, and him only shall you serve." And he took him to Jerusalem and set him on the pinnacle of the temple and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down from here, for it is written, that we are holy, that we are forgiven, and we need to know the truth. Why do we need to know the truth? Because the devil comes here and he's quoting scripture now to the devil. He's quoting Psalm 91 to Jesus. The devil is quoting scripture to Jesus. He will command his angels concerning you to guard you. And we have to know the word of the Lord. We have to know the truth because Satan is a deceiver. He's always trying to undercut and he's always accusing, and we have to know the word of the Lord. And we have to have discernment, and we have to have the Spirit of God. I'm going to talk about that in a minute, because the Spirit of God will give us discernment so we can discern what is true and what is twisted and what is slanderous. And he's quoting scripture to him, which is true, but it's taken out of context to get Jesus to do something that he should not do. He'll command his angels concerning to guard you. And then he quotes another scripture. On their hands they will bear you up, lest you strike your foot against a stone. And Jesus answered him, it is said, you shall not put the Lord your God to the test. And when the devil had ended every temptation, he departed from him until an opportune time. And Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit to Galilee. And a report about him went out through all the surrounding country. And he taught in all their synagogues, being glorified by all. My message is short today. I have friends that are prophetic that kind of move in that. There's a lot of words concerning what's going to come down in our culture, what's happening, and what's going to happen after the election and all of that. And I can't definitively tell you that I'm praying about all of that, but I do know this, that the Lord is holy, and we need to be right with him. And very clearly, last Sunday night, the Lord said that he wants me to tell you that if you're not ready, you have not believed in Jesus Christ. You haven't relied on him and him alone. John the Baptist is preaching, and he's telling them, you can't trust in Abraham, you can't trust in those things, because they thought, well, because we're Jews, because we're this, we're okay. And I'm here to tell you, we have to trust in Jesus. We have to trust in Jesus and him alone. If you have not done that, I exhort you in the Lord this morning to get it right with Jesus. Confess your sins. Confess. All of us are sinners. All of us are rebels. All of us have gone our own way. And we have to get right with him. That's number one. Number two is we have to know who we are in Jesus. And many of you have confessed to Jesus. You have. And you struggle. And the enemy is an accuser. Talked about that. He's an accuser and he's a liar. And he will come to us and he will bring condemnation upon us. We need to know who we are. And I exhort you in the Lord to get in the scriptures and find out who you are. We have to either believe in the word or we don't. And we have to believe in that. If you struggle with condemnation, and all of us have, I have in my life. And when I finally started confessing the truth and confessing Colossians, nope, the word of God says, I am free from accusation. I am holy. I am blameless. I am dearly loved. And I started confessing that out. And I didn't believe it, but I knew that that's what the word said, and that trumped my feelings. And so I would start confessing that out of my mouth every single day. We have to know who we are in him. What is getting ready to come, what is coming down, we have to stand in the truth and know who we are in Jesus. And so that's number two. Number three, the Holy Spirit is not optional. He is not optional. Many of us, I grew up in United Methodist Church. I was scared of the Holy Spirit as a kid, was scared of him. And we have to have him in these days. He is the Spirit of truth. Jesus is truth. The Holy Spirit is truth. Jesus said, my sheep know my voice. And Jesus speaks to us through the word of God, and he speaks to us through his Spirit. And if you've never been filled with the Holy Spirit, Jesus said, you must be born network of grace, and we have to be filled with the Holy Spirit and walk in His power, and that is not optional in these days. We have to be filled. What changed for the disciples? They were terrified before Jesus, even after He was resurrected. You all, Peter denied Him. He didn't have the guts to stand up to a girl that was, you know, you're one of His followers. And Peter denied Him three times. He was a coward. This strong, burly fisherman, he was a coward. And even after Jesus is resurrected, where are they? They're locked in a room for fear of the Jews. But when the Holy Spirit comes upon them, they have courage and they have boldness and they are changed forever. They took cowards and turned them into powerful witnesses. Are you filled with the Holy Spirit? Are you filled with the Holy Spirit? And the problem with being filled with the Holy Spirit is it's not a problem, but we think we're one and done. But Paul says you need to be being filled. It's a continual process. We need to be filled up with Him. Do you know Him? Being a Christian is more than just a mental ascent. Did you know that John Wesley had gone on missionary journeys? He had done Bible studies. He had done all these teachings. And I wrote it down. Revelation 3:20 is he's knocking on the door of the church. And in the church in America, largely, we have left him out. We've done our own thing. We've had our own programs. But we don't want to pray. We don't want anything to do with the Holy Spirit. And we leave him out. And Jesus is saying to the church, that is enough. And those days are over. You need to repent. And you need to come to me. And it's an invitation this morning. Will you let him in? He loves you. He died on the cross for you. He suffered and he died and he wants a relationship with you. But he's awaiting an invitation and he wants to come in. And let him in, church. I exhort you to let him in. Jesus, in the book of Revelation, to the church at Ephesus, said, the most well-taught church, it was an Orthodox church, it was a good church. And he says, I want you to repent, and I want you to turn, because you have forsaken your first love, and if you don't repent, I'm going to remove your lampstand. I'm going to remove your lampstand. And Jesus said that to me on Sunday night. He's getting ready to remove our lampstand unless we repent and unless we turn. There is his Savior, and he wants you, and he wants your heart. And will we humble ourselves? Will we turn? And will we want him above all things? He truly is knocking on the door of your heart. Wants to come in. Holy Spirit, come. Lord, I pray that we would hear, that we would heed. I thank you, Lord, that you love us. I thank you, Lord, that you died on the cross. And Lord, I thank you that you're getting ready to bring great glory to your church. You're getting ready. But Father, at first you need to clean us up. And Lord, we have turned away from you. Lord, we have not heeded your voice. We've run on ahead, Lord, being in control. And we haven't loved you with our whole heart. Lord, we've been playing a game. We've been punching a card. But Lord, in reality, we do not know you. And so, Father, I pray in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we return and we come. And we ask you to forgive us. Lord, for those of us that really struggle with condemnation and not knowing who we are in you, if that's you, I just ask you to put your hand on your heart. Just ask Holy Spirit to come. While he wants to come in, and we don't have to fight the devil on our own. We have the Holy Spirit, who is the Spirit of truth, and he wants to come in. Father, I pray for those that want you, for those that are hungry for you. Holy Spirit, come and fill your people. Fill them up, Lord. John Wesley had that experience, and Lord, he was forever changed because of that encounter with Holy Spirit. And so, Holy Spirit, come and fill your people. Lord, I pray that we would stand in your word, that we would be discerning, that we would be strong.